So my second general topic, which I've called Meeting the Challenge of 1,000 Arms. In the year 2002, by current rates of growth, there will be 1,000 order members worldwide. And of course, this growing size brings its own challenges. Firstly, there is especially the issue of decision-making and discussion. I remember our very first convention, I think in 1974, and there must have been some 20 of us sitting around a small sitting room, all discussing all the issues that needed to be discussed, just sitting around Bante and just discussing what needed to be discussed. Well, that's not been possible for many, many, many years. But at the same time, there does need to be discussion. And since we value very much our overall harmony, that discussion often needs to involve pretty well every order member. We've been faced with this very challenge over the proposed name change. How on earth do you consult 870 people, all of whom have got their own opinions and all of which are so different? There's such a variety of response, you would hardly believe it, looking through them. If everybody had their own choice of name, we'd have 870 different names for the order. And I've had some recent experience of this, because some of you will know I published in Marjimavani an article on marriage in the order, in which I suggested, with the backing of the other preceptors, I hasten to add, I made a proposal for a marriage ceremony within the order. Well, I've had some responses that argue that this really is the end of the order. It's all over now. We are encouraging people to get married and forget spiritual life. They'll probably take the poem that Padmavajra read of Bante's as confirmation of this. So some people think, that's it, it's all over, we're all getting married. On the other hand, I've had other responses saying that really, you know, Subhuti, come on, it's so timid, so half-hearted. You know, you really haven't faced up to the issue at all. You know, come on, let's just have a general wedding ceremony. So I judge, therefore, that I've got it about right. If you annoy people equally on both sides, you must be following the middle way. So how on earth do you come to decisions when there's such a wide range of responses? Well, rightly so. Nobody's arguing that anybody should not have their own responses and opinions. Whatever we in the College and Council want to do, we can only do it in general with the active cooperation of other order members. And we need to find effective ways of promoting this cooperation, given our ever-increasing size. We have initiated a series of meetings with order chapters at Marjimaloka, trying to get into deeper dialogue about the order. And we're hoping to see what forms emerge from this. We want particularly to strengthen the order regions so that they're forums for deeper discussion and communication, so that everybody doesn't have to try to talk to the whole order, which is really not possible and hasn't been for many years. In other words, the best way to meet the challenge seems to be to strengthen that regional identity again, as suggested under the heading of internationalism, so that every order member has a unit to belong to near at hand, bigger than their chapter, and smaller than the order as a whole. Of course, these regions are all part of the same order, and we need to continue to make sure that they are unified in that way. So this is something we're paying very urgent attention to, trying to learn rather on the hoof over this matter of the name change. And we do really ask for order members' active cooperation and patience and tolerance with us over this process. Sometimes my impression is when you ask people something, they only think about it in a mood. It's as if they can only get their brains working when they're in a bit of a mood. So that their thinking is sort of either rather sort of impatient and a bit annoyed with you, and perhaps even thinking that you're rather stupid. Or else it's really trying to work out what your real motives are. So please do accept that we are trying to do this in good faith. It's extremely difficult for us to consult so many people, and it's much easier for us if people take us in good faith, as the great majority of order members certainly do, and the majority of people throughout the order and movement. But we need to learn how to have this sort of discussion, how we need to have this sort of dialogue. And we will be working on developing at least some forms through which that can take place more smoothly.